This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 25th, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Hello, is this working? Okay, good. The open meeting for the Federal Election Commission open meeting for Thursday, July 25th, 2013 is now back from recess. Over the recess, we've had some discussions about draft advisory. Draft advisory opinion 2013-04, and decided that we would like to think about that a little bit more, so we're going to hold over discussion of that, which brings us to Ms. Orok. Are there any management or administrative matters, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Before we get to that, I have a point of personal privilege.
Sure.
Thank you. I wanted to say a few words about Joan Akins. We've lost one of our own recently. Longtime FEC commissioner and former chairman Joan Akins passed away at her home Saturday morning. She was 85 years old. She was one of the original members of the FEC. Commissioner Akins was first appointed in 1975. Following the reconstitution of the FEC that resulted from the Supreme Court's Buckley versus Vallejo decision, President Ford reappointed her to a five-year term. In 1981, President Ronald Reagan named Commissioner Akins to complete a term left open because of another resignation, and in 1983, once again reappointed her to a full six-year term. Most recently, Commissioner Akins was reappointed by President Bush in 1989. She served as FEC chairman in 1978, 1986, and 1992, and during the first 8 months of 1998 before retiring on September 18th of that year. A number of commission staff have submitted a variety of very, very nice things about Joan. I'd like to share a few of them. I'll keep the staff anonymous. One staffer remembers Joan as a kind and hardworking commissioner. She remembers Akins as a, quote, a classy lady, and recalled how the former commissioner dressed up as Santa Claus, beard and all, to spread some cheer during the agency's holiday parties. Another staffer said that when Commissioner Akins was at the commission, this staffer worked here and remembers Akins being very supportive of RAD staff and other staff at the commission. This staffer said that she admired her professionalism and positive representation of women in her role as commissioner. She was a class act, always very professional and appreciative of staff no matter at what level. Someone who worked for me briefly, Ann Real, worked for Commissioner Akins for a very long time. And remembers the commissioner as a wonderful intellectual and very charismatic woman who was committed to fulfilling the commission's mission. Anton added, Joan was even more committed to the wonderful men and women of the FEC with whom she worked for 23 years. She considered every staff member at the commission a part of her family and was deeply concerned with their well-being. I know that she will be missed by the many people whose lives she touched. Before her 1975 appointment, Commissioner Akins was an executive with Lou Hodges Communications, a public relations firm in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. She was also a member of the Pennsylvania Republican State Committee, president of the Pennsylvania Council of Republican Women, and on the board of directors of the National Federation of Republican Women. A native of Delaware County, Pennsylvania, Commissioner Akins was active in a variety of volunteer organizations and was a member of the Commonwealth Board of the Medical College of Pennsylvania and a past president of Executive Women in Government. She was a member of the board of directors of Ursinus College, where she received her BA degree and an honorary doctor of law degree. Personal note, she was a commissioner when I first started practicing this area and didn't actually appear before her because people rarely appear before the commission, but certainly had representation while she was a commissioner and always found her to be very fair and certainly someone that I look to as a role model in many ways. I appreciate the opportunity to point a personal privilege on this.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I really appreciate your sharing those kind words about former Commissioner and former Chair Akin. I didn't know her personally. I mean, I met her a couple of times when she came back to visit, and I know the staff thought very highly of her. But thank you for that. Ms. Orok, are there any management and administrative matters?
There are none.
In that case, this meeting is adjourned.